The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Take a step into DJ Dragonfly's realm, where we are actively blurring the lines between the afterlife and the present. Breathe in your dreams and exhale your doubts. Follow me into the steps of spiritual self-growth. Hello, spiritual beings. Welcome back to another episode of Steps to Spiritual Self-Growth. I'm your host, DJ Dragonfly, and today we are going to be talking about the importance of meditation and wavelengths. So basically, wavelengths, I mentioned them in the first episode. I might have also said frequencies as well. When you meditate, you are sending your body into a kind of state that's going to calm it and make you feel more in line with the universe and ground yourself within the center of the earth. An example of some wavelengths or high frequencies would definitely be mediums or those who do practice spirituality a lot. I do have a pretty high frequency whenever I'm in the car with my friends or I'm touching technology. Sometimes it's very weird. If I'm at a very high and like relaxed frequency, I will touch something and suddenly it'll start glitching. I was in the car with my friends a couple weeks ago, and the driver, and he was telling me and everyone else that was in the car that the radio usually goes out for about 5 minutes when we go under the freeway. The first and only time it never went out was because my wavelength is so high, and I was in that car, and our driver was freaking out. He was like, oh my gosh, that's never happened before. What the heck? I cannot believe the music is still playing. It did kind of cut out a little bit, but not a lot at all, and it continuously played throughout the whole thing. The song was still very easy to make out. I had told them, I said, yeah, it's that spirituality stuff I was talking about with y'all earlier. Whenever I'm in a very good mood or I feel very centered with myself and I feel very in tune with the universe, I tend to allow that type of support to happen for those frequencies for the radio. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it might as I go along. Another example of this would be when my friend, she's also a medium, her name's Haley. Her and I are very spiritual, and we've been in my car before, and every single time we're in my car, the music will pause. And this is not just a thing like, oh, your car is faulty, whatever. No. This always happens every time that we're in the car together. And our phones usually don't work together either for no reason. My texts won't deliver to her, hers won't deliver to me. It's because our frequencies and wavelengths together are way too high and too powerful that it messes up everything else around us. Because humans can conduct electricity. We have all these frequencies and vibrations and wavelengths going through us all the time, that when we meditate, that's a sense of being like, I don't want these unnecessary frequencies, but I want these. I want to ground myself. I want these positive ones. I don't want these negative ones. I like reading through these articles and seeing how other people can explain spirituality a little bit better than me, because I'm still learning. I want to be able to educate all of you while I educate myself. So I was reading through Medium. It's this website kind of app thing that people like to leave their input on there. So there's this guy named Alan Liu. He has about 3,000 followers, and he talks about the science behind this spirituality with the frequencies and all of these wavelengths. He says that despite that quantum conundrum in our human experience, we accept that particles, things, exist because that's how we interpret our sensory inputs. We feel and experience physical objects as 100% real, which we do. It does not help to deny that, as some people do, but it helps to know that the particles are an illusion and that waves are the only true physical thing in the universe. So you guys are probably wondering, what the heck does that even mean? Our eyes can only see so much. The human eye can only see so much. Have you ever heard of like animals or dogs, maybe even cats, where they can sense ghosts? And even some paranormal investigators, they'll hire dogs and have them just go around and snoop around the area. They're not really looking for scents, but more so something that a human eye can't see. The human eye can only see between 430 and 770 THZ, so that's about, it's like hertz technically, but it's like the higher version of that. Our ears can only detect sound between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. Kilohertz, I think. It's KHZ. I'm not all too good with the science, but this is from Alan Liu's Medium blog. He talks about the waves, cycles, energies, vibrations, the spiritual theory of everything in the world, basically. Because these ranges make up a fraction of the total sound and light frequency range in the entire universe, there is a lot going on around us that we cannot actually see or hear, especially if you do not practice spirituality. You're probably wondering, okay, what does this girl keep talking about with these frequencies? If you've ever walked into a spa or a meditation room and you hear that beautiful music playing in the background, it kind of sounds like it's vibrating or it's pretty relaxing. And once you're listening to it for a little bit, you're like, I'm either really tired or really relaxed right now. And I don't know if it's because I'm in a spa or is it this music? So vibration is how a single particle differentiates itself from the wave energy underlying it. And that creates the diversity of our universe. This is called the quantum field theory. So it compromises many theories that people have had in the past because everything in existence is a vibrational variation of a common unified field or wave of reality. So the reality that we're living in is a lot more different than the reality that other people could be living in. So everyone does see everything so incredibly differently with their eyes, and they hear things differently. An example of hearing things differently would kind of be like a dog whistle. I personally can hear them. Sometimes I can't, but whenever we do play them on YouTube or I've seen someone blow one, I do hear it. It's very, very high pitched and it's very annoying, but it's also quiet at the same time. My mom has this lighter that is electric. I don't know if you guys have seen it on TikTok or anything, but you kind of pull it down and it makes this really high pitched screeching sound. And so my mom didn't believe me, my brother, and my sister when she was playing with the lighter, trying to light her candles, and we were all screaming. We were like, oh my gosh, mom. Oh, that hurts so bad. What are you doing? Please just turn off the lighter. So she showed my dad one day because my dad did not believe it. And she just turns it on. We're all in different rooms of the house. And me, my sister, and my brother all at the same time are all like, Mom, turn that off. Our heads. Oh my gosh, our ears. That just hurts so bad. And they were cracking up. They can't hear it because once you get to a certain age, your ears obviously aren't going to be as keen as their hearing, as your hearing was when you were younger. But now it definitely can be changed with that meditative state. Meditation is super good for you. It relaxes the whole body. It aligns all your chakras. For those of you who don't know what chakras are, in Sanskrit, the word chakra means disc or wheel, and it refers to the energy centers in your body. So these discs are spinning energy, and they each correspond to a certain nerve bundle or major organ. So that's also a way that I'm able to sense where my friends have a little bit of their pain going on. Anytime I've done Reiki healing on them or anything, I kind of can already feel which chakras are blocked and which ones are heavily exercised. To function at their best, these chakras need to stay open or balanced. And with meditation, that's definitely the best thing that you could do for yourself, your mind, your body, and your soul. When I talk about meditation, I'm not necessarily talking about the kind of meditation where you see it on TV and the person is sitting down, their legs are crisscrossed, their fingers are out, and they're going, That's not the type of meditation I'm talking about. They have really good meditations on YouTube where you can ground all your chakras in less than 5 minutes, which is really nice because if you're in a time crunch and you feel a little anxietal or you're feeling nervous or you don't feel all together, you're like, oh, something's weird with me today, you can definitely just do a quick little meditation and you're instantly going to feel better. Going back to the chakras, I will tell you what all the chakras are. So first we have the crown chakra that is directly above your head. That is the connection to the divine. Then we have your third eye chakra, which is kind of in the middle of your forehead, is between the eyes. It's also known as the brow chakra as well. It helps with your intuition, imagination, wisdom, ability to think, making decisions. Basically, it's like your sense of purpose and direction in life. Then we have our throat chakra, which it's your self-expression. It seems mostly the throat chakra is blocked whenever someone has trouble communicating or talking about their feelings. Maybe they're hiding something from someone, then their throat gets super tight. That's why your throat gets tight before you cry. Fourth, we have the heart chakra. So that helps with love, relationships, self-acceptance, self-love. That's just the center of your chest. It's just above your heart. Kind of underneath that, in between your two rib cages, is the solar plexus chakra. This one is one of the most important. This is your personal power and your ability to channel your energy. This one is about your self-worth. It's about your self-esteem. It affects your central nervous system, your liver, your digestive system, your skin. Anytime somebody has very severe anxiety and they have stomach aches, it's usually from the solar plexus chakra. Something could be going wrong. They could be having too much stress. I actually know somebody that has gone to the hospital for having too much stress in their stomach, and their solar plexus chakra was just not cleared. And if you do meditation, you're gonna have all your chakras cleared. Second to last, we have the sacral chakra, which is for pleasure. That one is basically just kind of about a sense of abundance, your well-being, your sexuality. It's kind of your reproductive organs, your kidneys, your bowels, your immune system. And lastly, we have the root chakra. That's about your career, that money-making mindset, the sense of belonging. That one is located kind of in your tailbone area, like the base of your spine, a little bit below the sacral chakra. And then that one's also directly below the solar plexus chakra. So there are 7 chakras just all aligned from the tip of your head all the way down to around your hips and like your legs or so. When you find the ability and the time to be able to meditate and you take that time out for yourself, you're going to start to possibly experience more frequencies where you're going to be able to hear things differently. You kind of see things differently. Positivity is power. Everything with your mindset has everything to do with what's going on in your life. It's funny because I'm always hearing frequencies when I'm at my highest level of spiritual peace, especially on full moons. There was this one full moon where I believe it was the blue moon. It was a moon that was right before my 20th birthday, and I was very excited about it. And I had kind of felt very powerful all day, felt very different. And once the moon came out, I could hear frequencies like no other. And that's when it's at its strongest, when all of the stars are aligned in the right way, when everything's going your way. That's when you are at your highest level of spiritual peace, and then I can just hear frequencies nonstop. These frequencies almost sound like whales singing or like a choir singing. That's how beautiful it is. It's very amazing to be able to hear, and I'm so blessed to be able to hear it when I choose to, because I've learned how to turn it on and off. I love to use crystals because their properties of coming from the actual earth help ground you so much more than I think anything else would, especially with Palo Santo and sage. Those are very good to help cleanse before your meditation, because you want to be able to get all of those negative spirits and vibes off of you and out of your body before you want to dive into this little self-love journey of being able to get yourself to that highest power of spiritual peace. Did you know that full moons affect literally everybody? Nobody that I've talked to has really understood this, but if you think about it, your body is 90% water. The moon has a gravitational pull on water. So how do you think it's not going to have an effect on your body? I'll wait. Your body's affected by the moon regardless. No matter what happens, your body is affected by the moon. So when there's a full moon out and you are acting different, that is not because, oh my gosh, I'm a werewolf, I'm a vampire, whatever. No, it's literally just because your body is 90% water. We come from the earth. We are earth-like beings. And when things aren't fully man-made and they come from the earth, it's going to have a much more strong and powerful connection, especially for someone that practices spirituality and meditation. When you feel center with yourself and you are aligned with the universe, all your chakras are aligned and you're feeling great, that, my friend, is probably one of the best things you can do for yourself, even if it's just 5 minutes a day. Let's say you're in a relationship with your significant other. If they ask you to call you for 5 minutes a day, just 5 minutes a day, you don't have to do anything else, just call them for 5 minutes a day, would you do it? For those of you that answered yes, why aren't you doing that for yourself? Why aren't you setting 5 minutes aside for yourself in the day? Are you setting 5 minutes aside for yourself in the day? Because if you are, you should definitely be doing some meditation. It will help you achieve your goals. If you're able to visualize them and work towards that manifestation, everything ties back to spirituality. If you are aligned with the universe has amazing and wonderful and beautiful plans for you. Spiritual beings, please remember to keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside of your vessel as we explore these steps to spiritual self-growth. I'm DJ Dragonfly. Thank you so much for listening, and remember to go out there and protect your peace.